You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pros Studio. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
A Trump case is back in court this hour. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, in Fort Pierce, Florida, where it's the second of 3 days of hearings in the former president's classified documents indictment.
And much like Friday, today's motion centers around Trump's defense team saying that the appointment of the special counsel was unconstitutional.
Fox's Jeff Paul also reports from outside the court. Prosecutors will be pushing today for
a limited gag order on Trump after the former president made comments that FBI agents were out to kill him and his family during their search of Mar-a-Lago back in 2022.
The special counsel says that is false and endangers law enforcement. This is ahead of Thursday's CNN presidential debate.
It's been quiet at the White House. The president and first lady have not been here as the president hunkers down at Camp David, the presidential retreat in the Maryland mountains with aides. He's expected to leave from Camp David to go directly to the CNN debate. Quite the juxtaposition from former President Trump holding rallies, meeting with supporters, all while his team says he too is preparing for the debate.
Fox's David Spun. We could get a Supreme Court ruling Wednesday on the Trump claim that he should be immune from prosecution from acts taken while presidency appeals the 2020 election-related federal indictment. This morning, the justices just agreed to consider in the next Supreme Court term challenges to bans in some states on gender-affirming medical care for transgender kids. It was 2 years ago today when the Supreme Court ruled on another emotional issue.
Overturning Roe v. Wade, which had made abortion legal in the U.S. since 1973. Abortion is now banned at all stages of pregnancy with limited exceptions in 14 Republican-controlled states. The issue has also made its way to the ballot. Voters in at least four states have ballot measures on it this year.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Big news out of Baltimore. The Dolly's finally leaving. That's the cargo ship that crashed into the Key Bridge in March, collapsing it, killing six workers on the bridge. The ship's crew is still under federal investigation. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans.
Every day at 5 p.m. right here on News Talk 96.5 KPEL, it's me, Joe Cunningham, with The Joe Cunningham Show, offering you news, analysis, and commentary you're not going to get anywhere else. The big news stories of the day, and even some of the headlines you may not be aware of. It's your local, state, and national news coverage from a local perspective right here. Every day, News Talk 96.5 KPEL. Check us out, The Joe Cunningham Show, every day at 5 p.m.
Dear John, uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. But when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
To get your high blood pressure to a healthy range, visit heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Hello, welcome Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us on another beautiful summer day. It's hot. It's hot. Oh, it's hot. I don't know what to do. It's hot. Well, summer, dummy. Anyway, welcome Moon Griffon Show, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607. Isn't it? I mean, it's amazing. I told somebody today, I wish I was 30 years old and I was a bad dude. I said, every time somebody would tell me it's hot when it's in the summer, I'd slap them. I just, for the fun of it. What you hit me for? You ain't got to tell me it's hot. It's summer. Gonna be like this in October. Every year, my whole life. It's hot. I think it's hotter than it used to be. Really? Really? What facts do you have on that? There are none. I'm joking, folks. Of all people, I don't need a slap. I said if I was a bad dude. But I'm not a bad dude. I get a kick out of people. People have nothing to talk about. They start talking about the weather. It's hot. Really? June, what is today? 24th? 24th of June, right? Okay. I just guessed at it. I think I got it right. 24th of June. Do y'all expect a cold, blistery day today? Expecting snow to come out at any time? Hotter than it used to be, Griffon. I don't care what you said. I don't remember it being this hot. Really? Where were you living? And I remember playing the days of playing baseball outside. Back in that day, when and of all this travel ball stuff, you played in your league and your town deal. And you start playing to probably almost June. You play in the summer. You play in the middle of summer. You know, 10, 12, 15 game, make the All-Stars play a little more. Oh, my God. It's hot. When people say, I just roll my eyes. I didn't roll my eyes. I just go, wow. Everybody's a meteorologist this time of year. It's hot. The difference is you don't get paid to be wrong. They do. Anyway, great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. Matthew James Business and Tax Reduction Hotline. See if we can get through this hot day today. Hope it ain't hot tomorrow. Okay, a lot of one thing about this summer, there's still a lot going on. Supposed to have a trial lawyer on tomorrow. Got another one coming next week. They won't let this thing go with me. So, and there's some big names. It's kind of the big shot political trial lawyers. And so they want to come on. So they're welcome to come on. Can't wait to put them on. Hope they can tell us how to lower insurance rates. Hey, that's a good question. Trial lawyers out there, will you tell us how to lower insurance rates? And if the insurance companies all of a sudden say, you know, we're going to drop prices 30%, are y'all going to quit all these lawsuits and quit hammering them on TV every day? Every day. You cannot watch a commercial without watching a trial lawyer, and it ain't all of them. It's just a few hammering the insurance companies, just hammering them. And when the insurance companies decide, and if it was me, and I'm an insurance CEO, I go, you know what? Why are we here? I would just get beat up. I just go somewhere else. They don't have to stay here. None of them have to write insurance. Now there are people out there going, hey, defending the trial lawyers. I mean, defending the insurance companies. Not defending them at all. I told y'all, when they don't pay, and I've heard of nightmares, they're wrong. That's when they're wrong. So you need a lawyer. But there's a reason that trial lawyers and insurance companies coexist in all these other states, but not here. Nationwide is on your side. They're not on Louisiana's side because they write in 49 states. Okay? They write in 49 states. And they don't write in one state. And guess what state it is? I give you 49 guesses. The first 48 don't count. Louisiana. There's a reason. Don't tell me there's not a reason. There's a reason. It gets old. So anyway, I got a couple of them coming on. Some of them big name people you've heard all your life. And I'm supposed to have Digger Earls on tomorrow with Warden Earls. I'm really looking forward to that one. And the other one's an even bigger name than that. So I ain't got the date set up on that one, but they called and wanted to come on. I said, come on. Come join the fun and the thrills and the agony of defeat. As all of us fight these insurance rates. It's just incredible to watch. So next year, I hate to say this, we're already talking about next year's legislative session. State lawmakers are looking ways to eliminate the state income tax. State lawmakers and the governor have a tough time on their hand because of one major move. It was actually two major moves that Bill Edwards left his church such a bad shape. Bill Edwards did, and Republicans let him fool them when he came out and said it was a $2 billion budget deficit. I'm still waiting for somebody to prove that. That was a lie, and they scared everybody, so they went out and passed the penny sales tax. The $2 billion, about $1 billion budget deficit, maybe 1.1, and the rest of it was what Edwards and them wanted to spend, so they crafted $2 billion, which, by the way, I'm in my ninth year saying, well, will somebody show me how that happened? It never was there. He lied. Jay Darden lied, too. The media lied for him, and the Republicans panicked, and they passed a one-cent sales tax for 27 months, which turned into a 0.45 cent sales tax for 7 years, which we still battle into next year. Paula Pelosi Davis, a Republican, claims to be a Republican. Paula Pelosi Davis helped pass it and claimed that was one of her great accomplishments. We should have never passed it. We had plenty of money. We didn't have to pass that tax. But Bill Edwards went out there and bought people like typical liberal leftist politicians in the state. Some of them are Republicans, too. And we got a 0.45 cent sales tax, which should have never been incorporated in the budget. Now that we've had this thing incorporated in the budget, now they're going to claim we just can't do without it. We got this budget deficit. When the fact is, we should have never passed it. It should have never been part of a tax increase when you had Republicans in the House and Senate. Never. So we got to go balance them because we don't cut anything. And I'm reading this, talking about getting rid of the income tax, folks. We don't cut government. We ain't fixing nothing. Because our problem is government keeps growing in the state, and you got to have more money to feed the pig. And if you got more money to feed the pig, it's going to keep growing. Give them a nickel, they'll take a dollar. Give them a dollar, they'll take $5. We're not straight in the state till we cut taxes. But when I'm reading what Richard Nelson's saying, it don't sound like we're going to cut taxes. It sounds like we're going to raise taxes. Of course, Richard Nelson is the head of the Department of Revenue and Secretary under the governor. So they're doing stories on this now. I hope I hear from him, too. Richard says, check this out. At the end of the day, Texas, you make 30% more than we. Even the poor people in Texas make 33% more than they do in Louisiana. Now, that is a sales job for Texas. They're making more money in Texas. Guess what else they don't have to pay? High insurance rates like we do in Louisiana. They're making more money. They got more money in their pockets. Nelson's right. But the way they're trying to sell it, I don't know if they're right. Nelson says by eliminating some of the more than 200 sales tax exemptions, taxing online purchases, and expanding the list of services the state can tax are just some of the things Nelson said we can do to help pay for a reduction in personal and corporate income taxes. So we're going to tax the businesses? We're going to take away the taxes breaks for businesses because we don't have a friendly tax environment for the state of Louisiana and for our businesses. You see those exemptions? You know why they exist, folks? Because we can't get people to come here. That's the fact, Jack. We can't get people to come here, so we got tax exemptions, so you basically got to buy businesses to come here. You see what I'm saying? If you start going, well, we're just going to take all these tax exemptions and get rid of them. And how many years does this take? We need something done today. It looks like to me if you get rid of the tax exemptions, the businesses are already struggling, except for trial lawyers. Every other business has struggles here, except for trial lawyers. So my question is, if you get rid of the tax exemptions that got the people to come here in the first place, and you don't have that anymore, then taxes are going to be thrown on businesses, which means they're not going to create the jobs for the people to make the money they need to make. The answer is get rid of all state taxes on businesses, every single one of them. That's the answer. Well, how are we going to pay for everything? Cut government. Because, see, what I'm looking at with Richard, and I like Richard, if you don't have government cuts, you're not going to cut taxes for people. You're not. Because they're going to be crying about the money. This ain't that hard, folks. We make this harder than it needs to be. Let me take a break. 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Business and Tax Reduction Hotline. Take a break. Be right back. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com. Line 1 is a business telecom provider. Line 1 specializes in cloud-based communication with superior customer service. If you're frustrated with phone bills you can't understand, endless hold time to customer support, and phone system that is not meeting your needs, then you need to go to Line.1 and schedule a free consultation to advance your business phone system. Line 1, technology with a human touch. Go to Line.1 and tell them Moon sent you. Again, that is Line.1.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana-owned, customer-focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call him today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Smooth Reformer. Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. It is a Matthew James Business and Tax Reduction Hotline. Look, I'm all for the governor. I'm all for getting rid of the income taxes. The Louisiana legislators let us down. Nancy Paula Pelosi Davis did what she did with the 0.45. We didn't need all that money. We've had extra money. They keep bragging about all this extra money. That 0.45 should have never been on the books. Neither should the 1 cent. It was never a $2 billion budget deficit. They lied, and the media lied with them. So let me tell you something. When you start talking about adding taxes on businesses, okay, that's not smart. That part of it's not smart, because the problem in the mixture to change all this is cutting government down to size. If you're not going to do that, folks, raising taxes on businesses to get an income tax break is not going to work. You have to learn to cut government. Nelson said this is probably going to be the biggest challenge of your term. The next 4 years is going to be fixing this tax structure. It was a big challenge 7 years ago, and they said, well, maybe 7 years from now they'll figure it out. So welcome to the jungle. You can't eliminate taxes unless, listen, I'm telling you how Republicans get in trouble. You can't eliminate taxes, and you can't cut taxes unless you cut the spending side of it. Okay? Let me keep this simple for people in Balkanville. If you had $1,000, okay? You had $1,000 coming in. You had $1,000 to pay your bills, however you want to do it. Okay? And you only go getting, oh, you had 11, you're cutting back to $900. Then $1,000 it took to pay your bills, and now you're only going to have $900 in because you want to put an extra $100 in the savings account. You ain't saving nothing. Now you want to save $100. So to save $100, you want to give yourself some money, you put $100 in the savings account. Now you only got $900, but you got $1,000 in expenditures. What do you have to do? This is simple. This is 1 + 1 = 2. I got $1,000. I ain't saving anything. How, by golly, I'm going to put 10% back, just like I give the Lord. And I take that $100 and I put it in a savings account, and I look up and my bill's still $1,000. You have a problem. Government just add a bunch more zeros. Somebody said, well, I got $100 in the savings account. That's nice. How are you going to pay your bills? So you go look up there and say, you know what? I can cut the newspaper out. Who the hell wants to buy that anyway? And all of a sudden, you can find $100. Well, you know, I got. I'm not going to mention any names because people get mad, but I got this. If I quit eating out, instead of eating out 7 days a week, I could eat out 3 days a week. I could come up with $100. So I'm going to cut out what I've been doing. This is simple. So I get it to $900. So when I get my $1,000, $100 goes in the savings account. I got $900 to pay my bills. Now I'm making this really tight, but that's how they make it jump up and down. It's that simple, folks. If you're gonna take some money to do something else, give people back their money, cut. You're gonna cut the income tax. It'd probably be phasing over 432 years, but whatever they're gonna do. You gotta cut government. You cannot make it work till government gets a dang haircut. Government needs a flat top. They don't need a buzz, they need that sucker cut all the way down. And if we're not willing to do that across the board, now see, this is the thing. I'm going to give Landry credit. He was trying to have a constitutional convention. He was trying to do it mostly like a constitutional correction, take all his dedicated money, put it in the statutes, and then once you did that, now we can cut everything. But the people that money was going to, oh, no, you can't cut me because nobody wants to do the hard stuff to make a difference. And I'm telling y'all, we better start doing the hard stuff. So when they talk about tax reform and Richard Nelson's talking about tax reform, it's great. Why do you want to go put the businesses? Why do you want to take the exemption from the businesses when we ought to make it a friendly business state where you don't have to do any exemptions? I'm all against the exemptions if you got a friendly business state. But if you ain't got a friendly business state, how in the world go and put taxes on businesses? How does that work, folks? You got to be able to cut where the money's going. You got to be able to cut it. Somebody said, I'll keep the sales tax, they can cut income tax. That's fine if that's what you want to do. But understand, and I'm going to say it loud and proud, you ain't going to fix anything if you don't give government a big haircut. And that's what we fail to do in this state. We won't give them a haircut. We don't make them live within the means. We don't have a state economy to support a $48 billion budget. And Bill Edwards did this. This is what he left us. And so we find ourselves in a bind from 8 years of bail. We'll be right back. Our friends at Shoemaker Homes have done it again. They just released a one-of-a-kind plan that you'll want to see. Imagine stepping into a French country-inspired home that's the perfect blend of elegance and functionality. Welcome to the Avery French Country Plan. Stunning two-story, 2847 square feet masterpiece by Shoemaker Homes that features four beds and two and a half beds. Open kitchen layout. You got to check us out. Go to SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. You ever dream of building your perfect home? The time is now. For a limited time through June 30th, save up to $50,000 on your custom home. $50,000. Use your savings how you want to and bring your dream home to life with up to $50,000 in options and upgrades. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com is who needs to build your dream home. Schumacher Homes. Trust them. That's $50,000 on your next custom home, folks. You need to call Schumacher Homes or go to the website, SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered with certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7. These guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Renee Girard.
This hour of the Moon Graffone Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hey, hello, welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607 is the number. If you'd like to be part of the program, Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline, your opportunity to be a voice. Attorney Roy Alexander joins us for a few minutes. Roy, how you doing?
Good morning, Moon. How you doing?
Man, I am doing superb. Man, I got up again today. That's always a great start. and I get to come talk to y'all. That's even more fun.
Amen.
I saw an article in the Hayride that you did dealing with how the Green New Deal and how this absolutely craziness, what we're doing now, which is taking away everything that made this country great, that God himself gave us, out the ground, out the ocean, and out the Gulf, and using it against us now. So you wrote a great piece. Talk about your piece. What was it titled?
It was entitled Cynically Using the False Narrative of Climate Change to Alter Human Behavior, to essentially do social engineering. And the reason I say this, Moon, is there wasn't anything in particular this past week. I just get so sick of hearing what I call the climate change religionists. Yep. It's a religion to them. So I call them the climate change religionists who are constantly talking about, oh, the doomsday scenario, the apocalypse we're going to have, because the climate's either getting too warm or too cold. And they're doing it based upon these goals that the United Nations, which is a leftist, totally leftist organization, and the World Economic Forum, another leftist organization, have come up with what they call 17 sustainable goals, sustainable development goals. And of the 17 goals, Moon, they're some good ones. We'd agree. Ending or reducing poverty, having a healthy planet, being sure women and girls don't have to face violence and situations like that. But it's when you read the fine print that you realize, wait a minute, that this would completely alter, it would cause great suffering and completely alter the way free people live their lives. So my point is just this, man. I've read several really sharp scientists who say that the warming and the cooling of the planet as cyclical. It has gone on long before man was ever on the earth. We've only been on the earth about 200,000 years. We probably contribute, they say, less than 10%, because we haven't even been doing it long enough. But that 90% of it, of global warming, is from the phenomenon that occurs beneath the ocean.
Yep.
To heat the ocean. The ocean's heat, and the result of that is that this phenomenon, about every 12 or 13,000 years, puts a ton of heat into the atmosphere. That's CO2, and that has nothing to do with man. I mean, that phenomenon is caused when molten from the earth pushes into thinner crust areas of the earth, knocks a hole in it, and that heat rises. Essentially, geologically, the articles I've read tell me that. But man has nothing to do with the warming of the ocean. That's God. That's God's hand. And but they need a way to scare people into these crazy goals they have. And by saying, oh, we're either going to freeze. We've had ice ages long before man was ever on the earth. We've had very hot periods long before man was ever on the earth. And even these scientists say that we're actually on the low end of the heat spectrum. From a geologic standpoint right now, we're on the low end right now. We're not even on the hottest part. So it's crazy when you look at the full sweep of time. And I just get people to remember, Moon, in our lifetimes, you and I, we will remember this clearly. Think back to the 70s. Okay, we were going to have acid rain. Acid rain was going to deforest the whole planet. Remember acid rain, Moon? Mm-hmm. Then we were going to have another ice age. Then the ozone would disappear. And recently it's been that the world is on fire. Yeah. But I read another scientist who said that right now, the whole world on fire thing, things are burning. We're on that amount of the planet that has on fire has been declining since 2001. Yeah. And really the result of all this, Moon, is that the temperature of the earth has increased about 1.8 degrees Fahrenheit. In all this time, in all these ages, these sweeps of time, these eras, 1.8 degrees Fahrenheit. So there's such a false narrative. It's a plan to scare people. I have friends who joke that, Royal, if we just paid more taxes, we could somehow control the warming and cooling of the earth. Of course, that's insane. But that's why I wrote it. Oh, and what really gets me is they're really hypocrites, man. The wealthy liberal elites, actors, celebrities, they get on their private jets, hundreds of them, and fly to some really posh central location somewhere in the world. The CO2, that trip alone with all those jets, the CO2 it puts in the atmosphere is huge. But they don't seem to care because we're going to talk about climate change.
No, the problem with the whole thing is it's built on a lie. Now people can't back off of it. But I tell you who it hurts. It hurts people. It hurts the American people, but it hurts the world. Fossil fuels comes out the ground, the ocean, and the Gulf. Okay? God gave it to us to use to feed the world. He also gave it to us to use to protect the world. If you take America down, and that's what this is a take down America movement. So is the border, so is the debt, and this are probably the three worst things that have come along in a long, long time. The problem is, Royal, the federal government mandates, and the federal government is now sending them. They figured out how to buy companies. They figured out how to buy them. And the way they buy them is just put out a lot of money and claim you fixing something. And like oil and gas and chemical plants and all the ones that I support all my life still do, they buying into it because it's so – I was told by executives there's so much money, Moon. You got to understand. We got to show a profit. There's so much money in them. So they buying into it. And then the media goes, you see, we got all these people helping and participating now. That becomes the problem because we got without the lie, they couldn't have the mandates and the money. The first had to go to the lie, and these young people. I saw a golf tournament. Walked to a golf tournament. Did you see the guy? They showed the young nuts running out on the golf. They showed them on TV running out protesting golf. I mean, crazy.
Oh, yeah. I did see that.
Yeah, their minds have been so washed and watered down with ignorance of this, people buy it. They grow up to be adults and believe in it. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
It is. You know, and well, that's our leftist universities that haven't truly educated. Now, they'll charge the hell out of people for the tuition, but they haven't truly educated, especially about real American history in so long. But what it really comes down to, Moon, is we're nowhere near having renewables being able to sustain our country or our planet. We're going to be doing fossil fuels for another 100, 200 years before renewables can get anywhere close to catching up. But like you said,
let me stop you. These are renewables will never catch up. If they catch up, we will be so bankrupt in a depression we won't be able to see right. And I'm telling you, that's all this printed money and all this stuff they do. It can't catch up because it's not real. It's really not real.
Yeah, no, I accept that. And they take it as such an article of faith. And it just, you see the news repeating lies. If these scientists say, you just pick the scientist you like, and the scientist begins to say the things you want to be, and like you say, there is a ton of money tied to it. And so then the news just reports the lie, politicians see it, and start reporting, oh, I got it from the news.
Yep.
It's not based on science. It's not based on science. These guys I've read, Moon, it's the biggest part of it is the warming of the ocean, which comes from the center of the earth. Man doesn't have anything to do with that.
Nothing. As a matter of fact, we get my climate czar, Stephen Parn, and he talks about the oceans having way more to do with anything. And so, listen, I appreciate you writing the article. I need more and more people to write, and I'm getting more and more people on because it's such a lie, but I'll go to my grave knowing this is a lie from hell. Hey, Royal, we'll do it again. I know you're busy. You got to go. Thank you so much.
Okay, buddy. Good talking to you, Boone.
All right. Appreciate it. All right. I take a break. By the way, later in the program, Chuck Owens will join us. Christian nationalism. He wrote a great article. Also, I got a gentleman on that's in the trucking business at 10:30. Let him talk about his insurance rates and what's happening to him. I might have two in a row. We'll be back. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, HUDCO Roofing. Now, I know we all want a roof over our heads, but not just any roof. We want one that can withstand Louisiana's wild weather. That's where HUDCO Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the top dogs in the business. Whether you need repairs or a brand new roof, HUDCO Roofing has you covered. HUDCO is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there are no hidden damages. HUDCO Roofing is also a state certified installer of the fortified roofing system, and that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. HUDCO specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings, serving all of Louisiana. Get a free roof inspection and quote from HUDCO Roofing right now. Go to HUDCOroofing.com. That's HUDCOroofing.com. Fill out the form, and someone will get right back to you. This is Moon Griffon. I trust HUDCO Roofing of Louisiana, and so should you. That's HUDCOroofing.com. Whenever I'm in Shreveport, I always make a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, the best margaritas in the state, and more. You can go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, the new location in Lafayette is opening soon on College Saloon. Lafayette, you're in for a huge treat when Superior Grill opens on College Saloon. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and opening soon in Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I'll see you at Superior Grill.
Each month,
This is Dave from the Dave Matthews Band for Rad. When you go out and party, get drunk, then drive, you're not only loaded, you're a loaded weapon. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Bikers Against Child Abuse, BACA, exists with the intent to create a safer environment for abused children. We exist as a body of bikers to empower children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. We stand ready to lend support to our wounded friends by involving them with an established, united organization. If you'd like to know more about BACA, please visit our website at bacaworld.org or call 1-866-71-ABUSE.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you with us. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline is the number 1-844-766-6607. All right. I'm kind of getting a kick out. I've got two truck companies, 1032 and 1047, 1034 and 1047, that will be on with us and talk about their insurance dilemmas. Okay? They'll be on to talk about their insurance dilemmas. And trucking companies. Okay? I've been wanting to talk to them. And it's to give us an opportunity to listen to their stories and how this litigation stuff has run them out of here. So I don't want to hear this from these big-time trial lawyers because one's gone already and one's looking at this thing going, man, I don't know about this. One of them's looking at this going, man, I don't know if I can afford to stay in here. That's what we got. That's what we got going on. So I got them coming on. Can't wait to talk to them about the problems they have in getting insurance. I mean, these stores are like nightmares. And yet other states, one of them's had to pick up and just absolutely just leave. I said, man, I can't afford it. You know, that's what I look at it. Y'all watch some commercials and they got the big truckers and they talk about trucking. If I'm a trucking company and I'm looking, the problem is everybody got trucks in these businesses. I mean, exterminators and plumbers, and it all affects them the same way. Who was that? Oh, I know. I'm not going to tell you who. Thought the company, pretty good size company. This was a few weeks ago. And the owner of the company looked at me and said, he said, man, you know, business, he said, the insurance is about to put me out of business. And this is a guy that's got company all over the state. He said, man, the insurance is getting outrageous. We ain't going to be able to pay for it. And so we got a decision. We better fix it. We've done nothing to fix it. That's what's sad. So I can't wait to have these trial lawyers. I'm looking forward to it, man. Maybe they'll give us the exact solution. They bet you they have the solution. And the solution would be that we're going to make a lot of money the way we're trying to fix it. Because there is a fixable thing on this that needs to be done. By the way, I saw St. George transition team meeting to the Gus sales tax transfer. And I'm ticked to death. St. George can set the new scale of what we can do in this state if they'll keep it simple. Keep the taxes down and keep it simple for their community. Provide what you have to provide. The first mayor, the police chief, board of aldermen appointed by the governor, sworn in a ceremony on June 10th. Transit district was created to provide a continuation service between the parish and St. George. City will include 86,000 residents across 60 square miles in the southeast corner of East Baton Rouge, making it one of the largest cities in the state. I mean, that takes a lot of guts to do what they did. I'm just telling you, it took a lot of guts, a lot of work, and a lot of people throwing them under the bus. I mean, throwing these people under the bus for just wanting to better themselves. Somebody writes, Moon, you're right. State government needs to take a haircut, but eliminating income tax should be partially separated from the discussion. History has proven that cutting taxes usually increases revenue over the medium term because of the growth of economic activity. Absolutely. And by the way, I would agree with that. They probably need to do a separate deal on it. I think that there's a lot of truth to that. We got to make the state a friendly state. So if we took what Texas and Tennessee and all them doing and bettered what they were doing, we'd be better off. Oh, no, because the bureaucracy would tell you, you can't do it. Don't take my money. Okay? I'm just telling you that, boy, I want the governor and the revenue department and Richard Nelson and be successful. Even when Ronald Reagan did it, and the Democrats were in charge, okay, they always used to talk about Ronald Reagan and George Bush ran up deficit. Remember that? I know you people my age, my son won't remember that, but they talked about how it ran up deficits. Why did it run up deficits? Nobody, you can't explain this to the media because they don't want to know about it because we never cut spending. If you don't cut spending, I do not care what you do with tax cuts to send money back to people. You see what I'm saying? Ronald Reagan did it right. Donald Trump did it right. Donald Trump's deficit running up, most of it was run up during COVID. But you can't cut taxes if you don't cut spending. The federal level did it. The revenue poured in. You know what the government's going to do when they get more revenue? Spend it all. You ever notice government that don't spend it all? They're forced to put some money back for rainy day trust fund because they were spending so much. They would have spent. If you didn't have a rainy day trust fund in the state of Louisiana, which I think said $2 billion, do you think they would have spent that? If the law didn't require them to put money back, do you think our state government would have spent it? Did it spend absolutely every single penny? We would have a $50 billion budget, and we'd be looking for more money. They're always looking for more money. The 0.45 should have never been on the books. Neither should the penny, because we never had $2 billion budget deficit. But there's only one person out of 4.7 million people in the state got it right, and it was me. But then again, they won't even look at it. I challenge a reporter, listen to the program, go find the $2 billion. Go find it. Where did they get that from? Nobody. Crickets. You know, the governor was able to say it. The media ran with it. And so it became fact that they cut $2 billion budget deficit. No, you didn't. You had about $1 billion budget deficit, and then you figured out what you wanted to spend, and then you say we got a $2 billion budget problem. So, this is just, I don't want to say warning, that's kind of ugly, but this is just a shot across the bow to the Republicans that if you're going to do some reform, if the reform doesn't include cutting money going to government, it's not going to be reform. Folks, think about it. If we created something happened in our economy, not this fake green craziness, but something happened in our economy, and all of a sudden we started picking up, doing whatever, and all of a sudden we were bringing in $2 billion or more money, what do you think they'll do with that money? Spend every penny. Never bat an eye. So we didn't fix the problem. The problem is government spending. The problem with the debt we got is government spending. The problem on a national level is government spending. $35 trillion in debt. It's spending. It's spending that's out of control. And when they ask you where you're going to cut, have a constitutional convention or correction, put everything in the statutes, and then we can cut everything. We can cut across the board every single penny. We can cut. The cut's not a problem at that point. If you're not going to do anything about that, then you're not going to fix anything, and next year's tax reform is going to be a joke. Smart my word. No government cuts. I mean real cuts. You can't fix it. All right, we're going to take a break. When we get back, Chuck Owens will join us. A lot to cover. Don't forget, coming out at 10:30, 11, I got two guests, two trucking companies. They're going to talk about the insurance.
Do you crave
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
He's trying to get the special counsel off his case.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Former President Trump's lawyers in court in Fort Pierce, Florida, for the second of 3 days of hearings trying to convince a judge that special counsel Jack Smith was illegally appointed in the classified documents case. But Smith is going to ask the judge to impose a limited gag order after what the former president claimed about the 2022 Mar-a-Lago documents raid.
Trump had said in a fundraising email that the FBI was, quote, locked and loaded, ready to take me out and put my family in danger. Smith's legal team says the statement is not only false, but endangers the lives of law enforcement.
Fox's Jeff Paul outside the court. 3 days before the CNN presidential debate, President Biden has put out an ad marking 2 years since the Supreme Court, with three Trump-appointed justices, undid a woman's federal right to abortion.
Here's what Donald Trump says about your freedom. After 50 years of failure, with nobody coming even close, I was able to kill Roe v. Wade.
Trump daughter-in-law Lara, Republican National Committee co-chair, tells Fox,
it shouldn't be up to a small group of people in Washington, D.C. The most democratic thing now has happened, and I think that's what Donald Trump has continued to say. It goes back to the states.
The Supreme Court's decided to consider another big issue in the next term, agreeing to hear challenges to bans in some states on gender-affirming medical treatments for transgender kids. Israel continues to trade fire with Hezbollah as fighting flares up at the Lebanon border, while Israel continues to battle Hamas in Gaza, which was triggered by the October terror attack. That's now a court case.
The lawsuit filed in the Southern District of New York accuses the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees of aiding and abetting Hamas on October 7th. The plaintiffs are all Israeli citizens who lost loved ones or survived the attacks. Attorneys for the plaintiffs say UNRWA employees in New York moved more than $1 billion into Gaza that ultimately went into the hands of terrorists.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, the weather's warming up and summer's just around the corner. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity: golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people, you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
Cities around Lafayette Parish are growing, and fast. What are the mayors doing to keep up, and how does that affect you? We find out every Wednesday morning at 7 when we talk to the leaders of each city about what they're doing and what they plan to do as more residents and businesses move in. Tune in for Mayor's Minute, Wednesday morning at 7 on News Talk 96.5 KPEL, on air and on the KPEL app.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to be with you on a Monday, a beautiful Monday. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. And also, you can email me moon@moongraffon.com, moon@moongraffon.com. We're honored to have Representative Chuck Owen joins us. Chuck, how you doing?
Good morning, Moon. Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I did. I except for a little yard work, didn't do a whole lot. Enjoyed life, got to see my mom, so it was all good. Hey, Chuck, before I get, because what I did is that I told people you wrote some thoughts on Christian nationalism and led it to the editor. Before you do that, real quick question. You know, we got through the session. I don't really need you to comment on all that, but next year they're talking about tax reform. And my comment earlier, and I don't know if you heard, was that if you don't cut government, then really not going to have any tax reform. You can't, because we don't ever cut government spending. Just your thoughts on that, because I don't think you can do tax reform without having some government cuts, and I don't know if you can do it without having a somewhat of a constitutional convention to move a lot of this dedicated money into the statutes. Just your thoughts on that real quick.
I think you're right on both fronts, Moon. Government needs to be cut. There's fat all over government. There are layers of bureaucracy all over government that need to be dealt with. And I know the Jindal administration tried that without much success. So you got to figure out a way to do it differently or better. But there's junk in government. There are layers of bureaucracy. And, you know, just quite frankly, people look upon government jobs as jobs, and they're not. They're functions. And those functions need to be tailored better to provide better services to the citizens. So that question to that is yes. And also the question to the Constitution, yes, the House voted to do that.
Yep.
We would be glad to have a discussion on the framework of our Constitution and the way we spend money anytime. So I'm up for that anytime someone wants to call us back down there.
Yeah, it's ridiculous what the Senate, leadership of Senate, has done to squash some things that probably would have helped, not only in that but in other things. That's why I asked that, because Ronald Reagan did it. Ronald Reagan cut taxes. Donald Trump did it. But if you're going to bring in an extra $2 billion and you're going to spend $2.6 billion of the $2 billion that's coming in new, you have a spending problem, not a revenue problem. And we've not had a revenue problem. We got a spending problem that's outrageous. Nobody deals with it. I don't think you can deal with it. I don't think you're going to deal with real tax reform unless you deal with real government spending cuts. And I don't care what anybody, where you going to cut? I'm cutting across the board. Everybody's going to get a shave. Well, you can't do that. Well, you could if you had a constitutional convention. You could if you put all that stuff in the statute. I mean, how hard is it, Chuck, instead of cutting 30% in one department, 2% across the board? Who could not in their life right now take a 2% across the board cut in any of these entities and agencies?
Everyone should be susceptible to it. Because it is the reality, and look, it is our job to provide a framework for people to live, and we have to do better, because what we've been doing since 1974 has emphatically not worked.
Yeah.
Any constitution that has been amended over 200 times does not work. The whole premise of it is broken, but the main premise of it is the way we manage money.
Well, let me one more question. I know I didn't want to get you on this, but one last question. I think you can answer this. The 0.45, extended or dead meat? Because it's going to take 2/3 vote to keep it on there.
I am not going to vote to extend that. I am not going to vote to extend that.
Well, no, my question is, I said extended or dead meat. I didn't ask how you was going to vote. I figured you were going to vote right. But I'm just asking the question of do you think that has a chance to continue?
That's hard to say, Moon, based on what I've just seen in the legislature. I think the House would do something with it. I think we have the momentum and the temperament to do something with it. Whether or not our colleagues in the Senate want to do something with it, I just don't know. I still don't know how things operate over there. We have a lot of great senators. I love my senator, but they do things differently and they look at things differently. So, look, I hope we can come to a resolution on that, because we are losing people every day. And by the way, since we're on other topics, when you talk to the lawyers tomorrow, ask them what their plan is to help us with insurance rates. Because and tell them the things that Renee Amar told you about the trucker in Anacoka who pays $96,000 in Louisiana and $28,000 in Mississippi for the same truck.
By the way, don't miss 10:30 to 11. I got two truck companies on to talk about the insurance and one of them, both of them are going to blow your mind. One of them had to leave. The other one is, the other one's sitting there coughing blood on what he's got to pay next. But,
I want to say something clearly. I am not mad at lawyers. I'm mad at legislators who've never done anything about this. Okay. The legislators created the environment. You cannot blame a bear for eating a goat. You have to do something about to protect the goat. That's what's going on here. The lawyers have been operating legally inside the bounds of the law. We just have to change the law to protect our citizens.
Yeah. I got another take on it, but I'm going to hold my powder till when I get these two people on. By the way, it's the political lawyers I worry about, never about the lawyers. I got a lot of good lawyer friends, really good friends.
Yes, sir.
They do really well, and I'm glad for them. All right, Chuck, you wrote a piece, editor of the Citizen of Louisiana, some thoughts on Christian nationalism. Let's talk a little bit about this. Describe nationalism, and let's talk about what you're talking about and why this needs to be brought up now.
Over the course of the last year, I have been seeing that term, Christian nationalism, thrown out. And it's usually thrown out by left-wing media outlets. And sometimes I watch them. I mean, you have to know what your enemy's doing. And I watch CNN and MSNBC on occasion. And they throw this term out, Christian nationalism. It's like, what is that and where did it come from? It is a recently made up term by the radical left that is trying to create a boogeyman that does not exist. And so I'm tired of hearing it. And then last week when my friend Lauren Ventrella went on national news and then defended Dodie Horton's Ten Commandment bill, CNN did a whole segment on Christian nationalism and how dangerous it is. It's like, it doesn't mean anything. But what I did in this piece, and I encourage people to read it. It's a little long, but I explain what the left loves to do, and it's a trick of Marxians. Of they do something called dialectics. They take words that mean things, and then they twist them and they give them new meanings. You know, like DEI. Those words standing alone mean one thing, but when you put them together, they mean something else. And that's what this Christian nationalism thing does. I mean, look, most of us know what a Christian is and what the Christian faith is. And people have heard the term nationalism, and it's usually tied into things like Nazis. So that's their covert thing. It's like, okay, these are really Christian Nazis who are trying to do things in the schools. And so what I did in my article was I broke both of those words down and basically poked in the eye of the people who are using the term, going, this is not real and it's not happening, because they think, Moon, that we're trying to establish Christianity as a national religion, and we can't do that here.
Yeah,
we just can't. That's
well,
not what I mean.
The media is going to run with this. They're going to make it look bad, like Christianity hurts people. It doesn't hurt people. It helps people. It blesses people. It feeds people. It loves people. But when you flip it, people already have a bad thing. But you got to remember, a long time ago, people had a chance to choose Barabbas or Jesus, and they went with the thug, the murderer, over a God who was there to love you. So we shouldn't be surprised, but I agree with you, the media and these people, what they're doing, it's a flipperoo. It's what they're doing, but they put it on you since they got the media to help. or push it, it makes it look really bad.
It does. I make the point in the article that people have committed atrocities since the dawn of time in the name of religion,
yep.
In the name of Christianity. They love to bring up things like the Crusades and Jim Jones and things like that of genuinely bad people who are acting in the name of our faith that is not any of that stuff. And then they roll that into nationalism, which is tied to what the Nazis did, and they say, look how wicked this is. Just because these Louisianians have passed a law that says the Ten Commandments are going to be put on the wall in classrooms, they're bringing in Christian nationalism. It's like, they're nuts. They are stirring up a fight. They are grasping at straws. And I just got tired of listening to it and letting it go unanswered. So I have answered it.
Yeah, they, look, man, it's the fight we're in. It's just unfortunate. It's just the fight we're in. But it is no doubt it's a flipperoo. They're flipping it. It's a Marxist move. And the media has become so bad, they buy into it and they run with it. You know what I'm saying?
They do. They do. And you make a good point that it's a Marxist move, because the Marxists are literally everywhere in our society. A lot of people who are following Marxist things don't know it. They're being used by them. This whole issue of critical theory that came to the United States in the early 20th century and has proliferated through education institutions, now other institutions, the very root of that is to destroy the foundations of our country, to make them be put into question so they can be torn down. And this issue of Christian nationalism is just more of that. We have to stand up to it. We have to stand firmly up against it. And then we have to destroy it at the ballot box in November.
Yeah. It's a phenomenal watch. So, Chuck, if people want to see it, they can go to the Citizens for New Louisiana. It's written there. You say it's long. I don't think it's too long. I think it's a good read for people that want to see what's going on. I think you do a good job of describing and setting it up.
I think Scott McKay's also going to put it up on the Hayride.
Okay,
so it'll be in both places. I appreciate you bringing me on to talk about it, Moon, because, look, we have to stand up for everyone's rights in this country, including Christians. It's okay to be a Christian. It's okay to be a Jew. But what they do is they come after people who are Christians mercilessly. I've had enough, and I'm going to stand up against it incessantly.
All right, man. Got to go. Thanks. Appreciate it. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, man. We got to take a break. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. Chuck Owen. Don't forget, 10:30 and 10:47, 10:34, 10:47. Two truck companies. Insurance. Louisiana. We just want to let's hear their stories. We'll be right back.
As Louisiana's only fiberglass manufacturer and fabricator, C-Safe Fiberglass Grating and Structural Systems has provided corrosion-resistant products to the Gulf Coast for over 45 years. Our fiberglass grating, cable trays, and structural shapes are ideal to replace corroded, rotting building products and can be custom fabricated by the best fiberglass craftsmen in the world, right here in Lafayette. Contact C-Safe or visit our website at csafe.com. That's S-E-A, like the ocean, S-A-F-E.com.
This is Moon Griffon. The sun has never raised its rates, but your local energy company sure has. Solar Louisiana can install residential home solar systems with huge battery storage, or they can add batteries to your existing system. If there's an outage, you are sitting pretty with all the electricity you need. Imagine electric bills so low, you can pay it with pocket change you find in your couch. Solar Louisiana has the experience you need to make the right decision. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could? Protect all mostly retirement wealth from future tax rate increases. Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
As a business.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607 is the number. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. As you know, Dr. Green is not going to run for Public Service Commission. He decided not to run. And I've heard 27 different stories. I don't believe any of them. I just, whatever, he's not running. Representative Scott McKay has already announced he's in. He ran for state treasurer. Y'all know Scott. There's a big push, looks like, for Garrett Graves to get in the race. So I like about what McKnight did. At least McKnight's stepping up. If Graves gets in, I don't look for him to back out. Democrat, former U.S. attorney, Kazayu, something like that, New Roads. I'm going to take it he's going to be a leftist. Don't know him, but he's a Democrat. Normally, Democrats stick together. And one of my favorite people that interested in the race, according to lobbyists, Cocktail Cousin. He just won an election last year. He's already looking at another race because nobody ran against him. He got probably $400,000 plus in the bank, and you can't hardly raise money. So Cocktail gets in. Man, run, Cocktail, run. Run, Cocktail. So then everybody can find out his real record because nobody ran against him last time. He's a fraud squad member, fraud squad voter, voted for a 1 cent sales tax, voted for a billion in taxes, and he was with Clay Shakesnyder's group. Yeah, that group that put us from hell and back. So Cocktail said he might be interested. He got money, don't know what to do with the money. Didn't have to run last time. He's by the way, Cocktail Cousin raising taxes, y'all. He's my senator now. He ain't called me yet. Ain't stopped by the house or nothing. I wonder why. Anyway, that's what it's looking like in that race. But there's a push for Garrett to run, because if Garrett can win it, then he can he won't have to give up his position. If they change the districts around, and Cleo Fields' districts gets changed around. Personally, I think that Cleo Fields is going to probably be there as long as he wants to. I know. They're going to change it. They're going to make a new district. They could have did that already. They had a district. All they had to do was fight for the district that we had. They didn't do it. So I don't want to hear what we're going to do next time. Show me. Don't tell me anything about it. By the way, nearly half of American EV owners likely to switch to gas-powered car. Oh, man, this is cool. You know, if they'll quit jacking up the prices on the combustion engine, the gas-powered vehicles, on artificially jacking them up so they can sell us other stuff, our prices would go back down and the car would be more affordable. By the way, they cited not enough places to charge. Technology skepticism, cost of the ownership of electric car is a hell of a lot more for the most part. By the way, this is not just happening here, folks. 9 countries surveyed. Australia, Brazil, China, Germany, Norway, France, Italy, and Japan. Okay, so all these places are going, I don't like this crap. I told you, if you want to go to wherever they sell a go-kart. And go get in a go-kart, drive it around, and play around with it a little while and see if you like it. And if you like it, go buy an electric vehicle. Use it all day. See how long it takes to charge it up before you can take off again. The problem with EVs is not, if you want an EV, buy one, buy two, buy one for me. I don't want it. You can have it. But the problem is not that. The problem is the mandate for people to have to buy something that doesn't work. And we already got the way, the best way to get around is in a combustion engine. The best way. And we got plenty of oil and gas, plenty of that. We got everything we need. We don't need anything else. But if somebody wants to sell them, that's fine. But the government mandating is the problem with this. So anyway, nearly half of Americans, RV owners, likely to switch to gas-powered cars. Come on in. Come back. Come back home. We want you to come back home. We want you to buy a gas-powered vehicle. Come back. Come back to the United States, home of the free. Come back. You people at the border, come on back. We want you back. But help get them prices down by telling the government no more mandates over something that's not saving anything. So it's kind of cool. All right, when we get back, I have a young man. I got two coming on. One first segment, another one the second segment. Insurance rates, and you want to see what people that own trucks are going through? Watch this. Don't go nowhere. Whenever I'm in Shreveport, I always make a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, the best margaritas in the state, and more. You can go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is opening soon on College Saloon. Lafayette, you're in for a huge treat when Superior Grill opens on College Saloon. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and opening soon in Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I'll see you at Superior Grill. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year parts and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years parts and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. What a day. Great to be with you on a beautiful Monday. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. We got Mr. Todd Hines joins us. Todd, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fine. So thank you for spending just a few minutes this morning with us. Todd, you own your own trucking company. Is that what you own?
Yes, sir. I sure do. I own Hine Environmental Services.
So this insurance stuff is kind of getting out of hand, but not just for you. Anybody that's got any kind of trucks, I'm sure, is paying the same price you are. Talk a little bit about what the insurance market is doing to your company and the struggles you're having, and maybe give us a couple of examples of what y'all fighting.
Okay. I'm going to kind of go back. I started Hine Environmental 20 years ago out of my house, out of our bedroom in our home. And we have grown and just in... put it in perspective, we have 14 trucks and 10 drivers survived three hurricanes, COVID, national driver shortage. Our insurance, I have heard that we should pay, you know, 3 to 5% of our revenue. Currently, I pay about 9% of my revenue. And just whenever I went to renew this year, I got my insurance would have expired on a Sunday. I got my quote, the only quote I got back, and he, my agent said, well, I'm waiting on a couple other numbers, but the only quote I got back was 36% of my revenue, and I got that back Thursday evening after 5 o'clock.
Can I ask you what you did, or did you do anything yet?
Yeah. Luckily, I reached out to a trucking agency, and they gave me a suggestion. So I called and spoke to another agency Thursday evening on my back porch, and sent him information Friday morning. And Friday evening, I was able to bind coverage.
Okay.
But it went from, and I'll just tell you actual numbers, it went from $340,000 a year. My quote was $1.4
million. Oh, my God. Let me ask you a question, because that would, I'm sure it sent shockwaves through you. If I had to ask you, I'm going to ask you a question, and you can answer. You don't have to if you don't want to, but what do you think the reason? Is that one or two big reasons that this is going on in the state of Louisiana?
For years and years, all I've heard was it's the market. I actually have a meeting Wednesday with the new commissioner of insurance, Tim Temple. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we personally, I think as a state, I don't think that the insurance company should be allowed to wait till the last minute. Mm-hmm. To give you a number, but also find out what it would take to get insurance carriers into the state. Why are we limited? Why is it always, hey, it's the market? Well, I mean, they have to give you a reason why they won't write companies in Louisiana.
I've heard the market too. We got problems getting insurance companies in here. We have no problems with the trial lawyers staying here. They are doing really, really well. And it seems to be that part of it weighs into this pretty heavy. I'm not giving either one of them a pass, but it looks like the lawsuit abuse is phenomenal here. And that's got to weigh in on what y'all are dealing with.
And I'll tell you, I had an incident in my reserve for that incident, and it was we broke a plastic blinker marker light on a trailer. Mm-hmm. Scratched the gentleman's truck. He tried to pass on the right whenever we were turning right out of a facility. Mm-hmm. And they set my reserve at $536,000. From then on, I was told, well, your premium is based on your reserve. They settled that case several years later. The gentleman had passed away. Unrelated to the incident, his family still got $120,000, and my insurance premiums have never lessened.
Yeah, my God. Well, that's why I go to these trial lawyers and the money they're getting for people, and that's phenomenal that you have something like that. It's just incredible.
By the way, I'm not giving insurance companies a break either.
Because I know they can be tough to deal with, but I just know the litigation part of it has been hell.
I've had insurance agents sit in my office. I'm 20 miles from the state line.
Sure.
And I've had insurance agents sit in my office and say, Todd, if you garaged your trucks in Texas, your insurance would drop by, you know, a third or whatever. You know, I actually reached out to Renee with LMTA and said, okay, give me some numbers how Louisiana compares to, you know, other states. Mm-hmm. She said Mississippi is like 40% less. She said Texas would be probably about half. And whenever the insurance agent sat there and told me that if I would garage them in Texas, it would be less, I'm like, hang on a minute. I said, so I'm going to drive 60 extra miles per truck every day and have more exposure, but you're telling me my insurance is going to be less? And they're like, exactly. And that makes sense.
Did they tell you why? Because we don't have companies coming here.
Because it's being garaged over there, and I guess litigation is different.
It is.
Whenever it's a different state. Yeah. I am no attorney.
Yeah, no, you don't have to be, but you see the politics of it. I'm no attorney either. Right. I don't know the laws either, but the politics of it, we can't change anything because of the trial lawyers. I'm talking about the political ones. They get in the political game, mm-hmm. and they want to make that money. And in these other states, we got trial lawyers in other states, just as many, if not more, but they coexist. But someone like you, so what do you do now? You found insurance to get you by? So what do you do now? Do you look at leaving? Do you stay? I mean, what do you do?
I have to. We haul for major companies.
Yes, sir.
Refineries, chemical plants, or whatever. And 20 years is a lot of work. And I have to figure something out to keep going. And if it means moving 20 miles away, that's what it is. But I would think that the political representatives, senators, I would think they would want businesses to come to Louisiana, not, ones move away. My opinion is, again, let's see what do the carriers, what are keeping them away from the state?
Oh, yeah, well, I only hear most of it's litigation. The way things are litigated is what I hear is the biggest number one culprit. So if you don't change the litigation process, then you're not going to change and people are not going to move here. By the way, there's no big law firms leaving the state, but there's a lot of insurance mm-hmm. companies that have left and there's trucking companies that are leaving too. And I'm sure you know some of them.
Right.
Yeah, so, wow. Unbelievable story of how much this has gotten out of hand. By the way, that's not counting inflation and things like that. We're just talking insurance.
Oh, right. Correct.
Yeah. All right, Todd. Listen, I'll let you go. I just wanted to know your story. That was all. And thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Well, God, I hope we don't lose you. But like I said, I understand because that's an outrageous amount of money coming out of your pocket, and you can't afford that.
Right. And it's, I heard of one company where, they're insurance went from $400,000 to $700,000, and the gentleman was an older gentleman, and he said, I could afford it. He said, but I'm not going to work just to pay insurance.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
And that's basically what we're doing.
Yeah,
Well,
hang in there, sir. If something else breaks, let me know. If you leave, I want to know too.
I will. I God appreciate bless. That very much.
Yes, sir. God bless
Thank
you.
Thank you.
All right, we got to take a break. More to come. We got another one right after. Carl Mears will join us. He's actually moved out the state. We'll be right back. This is Moon Griffon. The sun has never raised its rates, but your local energy company sure has. Solar Louisiana can install residential home solar systems with huge battery storage, or they can add batteries to your existing system. If there's an outage, you are sitting pretty with all the electricity you need. Imagine electric bills so low, you can pay it with pocket change you find in your couch. Solar Louisiana has the experience you need to make the right decision. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Our friends at Shoemaker Homes have done it again. They just released a one-of-a-kind plan that you'll want to see. Imagine stepping into a French country-inspired home that's the perfect blend of elegance and functionality. Welcome to the Avery French Country Plan. Stunning two-story, 2847 square feet masterpiece by Shoemaker Homes that features four beds and two and a half beds. Open kitchen layout. You got to check us out. Go to SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. You ever dream of building your perfect home? The time is now. For a limited time through June 30th, save up to $50,000 on your custom home. $50,000. Use your savings how you want to and bring your dream home to life with up to $50,000 in options and upgrades. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com is who needs to build your dream home. Schumacher Homes. Trust them. That's $50,000 on your next custom home, folks. You need to call Schumacher Homes or go to the website, SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com.
Craig Morrell, me one.
Hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. I got a deal from a friend of mine. He said it was a great interview, $125,000 for a broken taillight. How would two-year prescription stop that? That's a great point. Broken taillight, $125,000. Trucking companies are just in trouble. We're joined by Mr. Carl Mears, another guy, a gentleman with a trucking company. Hey, Carl, how you doing?
Just fine, Moon. How you doing today?
Carl, for you, though, you fought this in Louisiana as well, the good fight. And, you know, this good fight of, but insurance is killing y'all. You got a trucking company, but you literally had to move. You moved, and just talk about your story and what forced you to kind of say, you know what, enough's enough.
We're a second-generation trucking company. I bought this from my parents in 04. We were paying about $5,000 a power unit. Back then, we're a relatively small company. We do lots of short-haul work. And my Louisiana renewal came up last year at $58,000 a power unit.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
So,
whoa. $5,000 to $58,000?
$5,000 20 years ago, and $58,000 was my quote for this past year in Louisiana. Yes, sir.
Well, you don't have to tell us in all where you moved, but was it a lot different when you moved to another state for just how much you're paying?
$22,000.
I would say that's per unit, though, right?
That's per power unit, right? I have more than one. I'm not a big guy, but you know, I've got about 9 power units.
But I would say that would cut. I would cut into profit a pretty good bit.
well, it cuts into profits quite a bit.
What
cuts into profits quite a bit?
What when you left? And because we don't have enough insurance companies writing here, the insurance companies
correct.
And people believe the litigation here. Is absolutely ridiculous compared to whatever state you're in now. Can you talk a little bit about that? What do you think caused the problem?
Part of it, to me, there's lots of factors here,
sure,
but the two main ones are our plaintiff bar and actually the insurance carriers themselves.
Okay.
From the plaintiff's bar side, for some reason, we're now to the point where you hit the lottery ticket if you get injured. You're supposed to be made whole if you're injured.
Big difference.
If you're not supposed to, it's not I'm getting rich. I'm getting a new car. I get to buy a new house or whatever. But that's what those billboard style lawyers of the plaintiff bar have portrayed. It's a lottery ticket and it's not.
Yeah. The advertisement is absolutely ridiculous, but here's the thing. Cause I agree with you. I've been saying the insurance companies over here, the trial lawyers over here, and the people getting beat up in the middle. But I've never seen an insurance company run advertising slamming truckers. And the insurance company, and the trial lawyers constantly slamming big trucks and truckers. One of them, I got on tomorrow, He says one guy standing on a truck because he's not qualified to get in the truck. And I'm going, holy cow. Holy, yeah, you're right, but I'm thinking, holy cow.
Now, the dramatization of that is, like I said, it's gotten out of hand. From the insurance carrier perspective, I heard a little bit of what your previous guy talked about.
Sure.
I know from personal experience, me driving a truck, I had an incident with another commercial vehicle. We both hit little bumps. I scraped the mirror on his truck, $600 to fix his mirror. He got a lawyer. He got $25,000.
Oh, my God.
Settled in less than 2 months.
Oh, my God.
And my carrier pays that out because they don't want to have to fight it in court. Mm-hmm. And if you're not going to have a backbone, everybody's going to walk over you. Yeah. So.
Yeah, but you know, that's
the carrier's end of it.
Well, let me tell you something else, though. You got to change the way we operate because nobody wants to write insurance here anymore. Like I said, we got insurance companies that have left. If you can name one major law firm that left this state because they weren't making money, please let me know. I want to write it down.
Yeah, no, there isn't. Like I said, in 2004, when I bought the business, we had five or six carriers vying for my business. The last Louisiana quote, I had two, and one of them doesn't count because he was at about 75% of my gross income from the business. That was his quote. So basically it was, yeah, I'm here, but I don't want to cover you.
Wow.
So technically it was just one.
How many?
That's not an open market. That doesn't help me out.
But you're in another state, and is there more companies just that you can go around and really get them to compete?
I had three quote the business in the other state.
Okay.
And they all were fairly close, to be honest. Okay. Yeah. We're not talking more than a couple $1,000 difference per power unit.
But in another state, they close, they're competing here, one, and it's no competition at all, and you take it or leave it.
Right.
And the difference in the price seems like about 60% different, just listening to what you're saying.
Yeah. Give or take, it definitely is going to help me afford my new office and shop.
Did you want to leave Louisiana in particular? But, I mean, you really would have liked to stay here, right?
I would prefer to stay here.
Yeah.
I would definitely prefer to stay here.
So you had to pick up your family. You had to pick up your family, business, and people that wanted to work had to pretty much move with you, I guess, huh?
I'm my only office staff now because that's all I can afford. Okay. Hopefully that changes here in a little while. But, yeah, the family and I wife and I had to go.
Oh, my God. And nobody's doing it. The problem is, and I'm sure you keep an eye on it, I bet nobody's calling you and saying, hey, they're making a big change here for you to come back. I bet you haven't got that phone call yet, have you?
I had high hopes for I still have contacts in Louisiana. I still work with the Trucking Association. I still do, I do business in Louisiana still.
Sure, sure.
I have customers. But like I said, I was disappointed in the current administration not doing more to help us out. I really thought our new governor was going to help us out, but it doesn't seem to be headed that way.
My concern is how many more will follow you out of the state of Louisiana. The litigators, the trial lawyers, they think they're innocent. They really believe they're helping people. They really believe they're helping people, and they run oil and gas out, and now they're going to run. You don't realize they talk so bad about insurance companies over here. I'm surprised the insurance company wants to come in and write any business. Every commercial is how bad the insurance company. And by the way, you didn't hear me defend any insurance companies because I can't defend when they don't do what they're supposed to do. But I never seen insurance companies pop trial lawyers or trucking companies. These people are relentless on trucking companies and insurance companies.
Yes, they are. I would agree with you there. And it doesn't, like I said, gives us all a bad image. So hopefully that changes here. Hopefully, I still have my old office in Louisiana. Hopefully at some point in the future, maybe I can move back. Who knows?
But that's a shame that you're only not here. One of the biggest reasons, it might not be the only reason, but it's because you look at profit, and you got to look at profit when you're in business. And if you can't make it and it's going to pull you down, you have to go. And we've seen a lot of companies leave here, but in the particular business you're in the trucking. I'm hearing disaster stories every day. It's I can say it's depressing, but it could be. I just can't believe people are having to leave because we don't want to change the laws. We don't want to tell the trial lawyers, look, enough's enough. We're going to do this. What's best for everybody. And so we don't do anything.
No, we sit on our hands.
Yeah.
And we let a lot of that money that those lawyers have abused to get talk to them.
Well, they also ran oil and gas industry out of you. I don't think that makes you feel better. But they literally ran oil and gas industry.
That doesn't make me feel better. They did the wonderful attacking of them as well.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That if you were living here, and apparently you were here last year, if you go to every, I just say every law firm, Carl, this is just the political ones. They get their hands into a state kind of like the gambling industry. They get their money, then they get involved in politics, and you never beat them. That's sad. Well, brother, I hope the day comes you can return. But I would not sit around and hold my breath.
I wouldn't either. Not with the way things are going here. I appreciate you having me on. Let me tell my story.
No, Carlos. There's so many stories out there, and it's a shame. All right. Look, God bless. Thank you so much. We got to take a break. The rest of you leaving us, God bless. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancro and Broussard today.